Amen. All right. Hey, how many guys are, you ever discovered one of those nifty high-tech devices? They're called a dictionary. Remember that? Remember back in the day that actually came in this really antiquated thing? It was called a book. But now it's all online or whatever. But dictionary, let me know this. I want to read to you a definition. And this is a really popular word out there nowadays. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but it's called coincidence. You hear a lot about a coincidence nowadays. But let me define that by this high-tech device called a dictionary. It's defined as, quote, the occurrence of events that happens at the same time, seemingly by accident. And I don't know if you noticed or not, but according to the media and the government and the medical establishment, there's been a lot of coincidences lately. Like this video shows. Let's take a look.
Are you or a loved one suffering from a medical coincidence? You want proper medical care, but you don't want people sniffing around asking a whole bunch of questions about what might be causing your problem. At the Kauffman Institute for Coincidence, we won't look into the cause of your heart or other problem. We'll just fix it. That's right. We promise to only look at your symptoms. We won't get all curious looking for causes, because that could get your employer or your doctor into some legal hot water. And nobody wants that. At Kauffman, we understand that coincidence is now the leading cause of death.
Hey, we've got another coincidence over here.
If we want to operate at the speed of science, there's no time for looking for causes. No pesky questions about drugs or vaccines you may have been given. At Kauffman, we specialize in the effects and leave the causes to the conspiracy theorists. And let's be honest, we know the cause anyway. It was a coincidence, right? For each new patient, Kauffman's talented team of doctors strap on their blinders and look directly at the problem area, usually the heart, just like the CDC recommends. Our main campus now treats myocarditis, blood clots, heart arrhythmia, stroke, heart attack, magnetic skin, difficulty breathing, full body blisters and burning, convulsions, kidney failure, memory loss, cancer, sudden death, and much, much more. Give your coincidence the attention it deserves, but not the wrong kind of attention. At Kauffman. Schedule your appointment today at kauffmancoincidence.com and receive a doctor's note with a real sciencey sounding explanation to provide to your anti-vax friends, proving to them it was definitely not the vaccine that caused your coincidence. Kauffman. Because coincidences happen pretty much all the time.
Yeah. They happen a lot on a huge, massive scale every single day on a global basis. But in all seriousness, that video would be funny if what? It weren't true. That's literally what these guys are doing. It's nuts. Oh, it's just a coincidence. And Lord willing, in our next study, if we're still alive and still here, we'll get into some of those crazy excuses. But let me, you know, for those hooked on, again, that high-tech device, that dictionary thing, let me now define the second half of the word definition. Again, this is straight from the dictionary. A coincidence is a quote, not just, quote, the occurrence of events that happen at the same time, seemingly by accident, but, and I quote, have been planned or arranged. And folks, that's exactly what's going on. This is the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about. Oh, you call it a coincidence, all you want, but we all know where this is coming from and why people are dropping like flies. It's brought to you by Pfizer.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
CBS Health Watch, sponsored by Pfizer.
Anderson Cooper 360, brought to you by Pfizer.
ABC News Nightline, brought to you by Pfizer.
Making a difference, brought to you by Pfizer.
CNN Tonight, brought to you by Pfizer.
Early Start,
brought to you by Pfizer.
Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front,
brought to you by Pfizer.
This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer.
This Weather Report brought to you by Pfizer.
Today's countdown to the royal wedding is brought to you by Pfizer.
And now a CBS Sports Update brought to you by Pfizer.
Meet the Press data download brought to you by Pfizer.
This portion of CBS This Morning sponsored by Pfizer.
On how to find the hidden sugars in the American family diet. Sponsored by Pfizer.
And on it goes every single day, and it just doesn't stop. It's become the new norm. People dropping like flies. We all know what it is. It's the shots. By the way, brought to you by Pfizer. I didn't watch it, but of course I hear the reports afterwards and the video clips that people share. But the Grammys. Was it the Grammys? that absolute, complete satanic ritual, which, if you know anything about Hollywood, that's not a surprise. But did you know who supported that? And I quote, brought to you by Pfizer. That tells you where it's coming from. All this together. But not only that, so is this guy that we're going to begin a new study on, an extensive study, Klaus Schwab. He's not only one of the kingpins, global leaders around the world, who is helping to steer and encourage this murderous, wicked behavior around the whole planet, including our own country. But I'm convinced, after four documentaries now, studying this till I'm blue in the face the last 2 years, okay, as your shepherd, I'm convinced that what this guy's actually doing, whether he realizes it or not, he is helping to build what God warned about nearly 2,000 years ago in the Bible. He is building the Antichrist kingdom before our very eyes. And so we're going to take an extensive look at that proof, okay? And again, that's for us. Why do we need to know that? We're not going to be in the seven-year tribulation as born-again Christians. We leave prior. But if we see the foundation being laid for that time frame, time's running out. We're out of here. But we need to finish strong. Amen? That's the whole point, okay? And so the first thing we're going to take a look at Klaus Schwab is Klaus Schwab in the current Holocaust. And the current Holocaust is leading towards the future Holocaust that God is talking about in the seven-year tribulation. But before we do that again, let's take a look at Klaus. Is Klaus Schwab really behind these shots? There's different names for them. They started out being COVID shots, but now they're being called death shots, poison death shots, and clot shots, because that's what's happening. But is he really promoting this around the world? Yes, he is. Here he is on tape. Watch this.
Waves of lockdowns and the stresses of finding work or returning to workplaces have even amplified the existential and often silent mental health crisis. So, what should you do? You, the millennials and the Generation Z, what should you do differently? Most immediately, you are calling for the international community to safeguard vaccine equity to respond to COVID-19 and prevent future health crises. Nobody will be safe if not everybody is vaccinated.
This guy's not dumb. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows more than you and I. Okay, why is this guy promoting not just the shots, but he knows what they're doing? Why is he promoting a murderous injection of the whole planet on tape? Well, believe it or not, folks, it has to do with his background. His family has direct ties with Hitler. You know the guy who did the last Holocaust? And let's do a little refresher and remind ourselves what happened when Hitler was in charge. Let's take a look at that.
Hitler hated Christianity. He called it a disease and once said the heaviest blow which ever struck humanity was Christianity, adding that it was an invention of the Jew. He killed or imprisoned genuine pastors and replaced them with his own Nazi pastors. He also replaced the cross with a swastika, printed 100,000 copies of his own twisted Bible, rewrote the Ten Commandments, and then created his own Aryan, anti-Semitic, non-Jewish Jesus. But most importantly, all this sprung from the fact that Hitler had created his own image of God and was what the Bible calls an idolater. He had another God before the God of the Bible. Like Judas Iscariot, he professed to be a follower of Jesus of Nazareth, but his motive was for his own evil agenda. And that agenda was very clear. He said, "He alone who owns the youth gains the future." Adolf Hitler deceived the youth of Germany. He deceived many within the traditional church, but most of all, he deceived the millions of Germans who believed his lie about the supremacy of the German race. History tells us of one man who was present when the Nazis killed 1,600 Jews on April the 6th, 1942. He witnessed them being shot and then being buried alive.
I saw them do the killing. At 5 p.m. they gave the command, fill in the pits. Screams and groans were coming from the pits. Suddenly I saw my neighbor Ruderman rise from under the soil. His eyes were bloody and he was screaming, finish me off. A murdered woman lay at my feet. A boy of 5 years crawled out from under her body and began to scream desperately, Mommy! That was all I saw since I fell unconscious.
Good thing that's never going to happen again. This is the elephant in the room. It's not going to happen. It's happening right now before our very eyes all over the world with the COVID shots. They're not vaccines. They're gene editors. They're murdering people. As you will see on a scale that makes what Hitler did look like chump change. It's not by chance for two reasons. Number one, Klaus's background. He grew up in Hitler's Nazi Germany with this behavior. He's very familiar with it. He's just now taken it to a global level. And number two, the Bible, more importantly, warned us that in the last days, you're going to see another Holocaust on a massive scale. But as always, don't take my word for it. Let's listen to God. Open your Bibles to Zechariah 13. We'll deal with the Old Testament prophecy about this, then New Testament prophecies about that. But Zechariah 13, let's take a look there as we stand and read God's holy word. If it'll help speed you up, Zechariah, it's in page 1538 in my Bible. Or, let me give you a practical tip as you turn there. I'll give you some time. I get it. I understand. But look for that portion of your Bible that's like, the pages are like super white, crispy, popping white, clean. There's like no wrinkles. Almost like you've never been there before. But hopefully you've been there before. But anyway, I digress. I'm just buying you some time. Surely you know where Zechariah is. If not, ask him. But anyway, Zechariah chapter 13. Let's take a look. Old Testament prophecy, the context concerning the Jewish people in the last days in the seven-year tribulation. But let's take a look at that prophecy. Verse 8, here's what he says. And the whole land declares who? The Lord, speaking of the Jewish people, how many? Two-thirds will be struck down and what? Perish. Yet what? One-third will be left in it, right? This third, God says, of the Jewish people, I will bring into the fire. I will refine them like silver and test them like gold. Here it is. They will call upon my name and I will answer them. And I will say, they are my people. And they will say, the Lord is our God. You may be seated if you can. But finally, you see, basically, the good news is that the Jewish people finally accept, at this time, Jesus Christ as their Savior. They finally turn to God. They finally get it right. That's the good news. The bad news is what? Zechariah says it comes at a cost. Two-thirds of the Jewish people are going to be annihilated. You put this with other passages of Scripture. You're talking about the midway point when it's called the abomination of desolation. The Antichrist goes up in the rebuilt Jewish temple, declares himself to be God. The Jewish people basically say, oh, we got duped. Okay, they made a treaty with this guy at the beginning, the Antichrist that started the seven-year tribulation. They got duped. And guess what? And Jesus tells them, as we'll see in a second, flee. You better run at that point. And this is in the seven-year tribulation. Why? Because this guy, Zechariah, said he's going to hunt you down and slaughter. Okay, nearly two-thirds of the people. Listen, as recent as what hit another Holocaust, specifically even of the Jewish people, is coming to the planet. The Bible is very clear about that. Okay? And then, not only that, the Bible says, hello, but guess what? Satan's a loser. God wins. He's not done with the Jewish people. He has promises, unconditional promises, the Davidic promises, that one day he's going to produce a kingdom where somebody from the lineage of David is going to rule and reign from Jerusalem over the whole planet. That's the millennial kingdom. That's Jesus Christ. Okay? That obviously hasn't happened yet. And that's a promise not only for us, but for the Jewish people. Okay? He's not done with them. That's why Revelation 12, speaking of this time frame, says that God's going to make sure that some of the Jewish people survive. Zechariah tells us it's one-third. But this is what John says in Revelation 12, 6-8. The woman, identified in the context as Israel, right? The abomination of desolation, the Antichrist is going down to hunt them down. He's going to kill two-thirds of them. The rest of them, where? They fled into the desert to a place prepared for her by God, where she might be taken care of for how long? 1,260 days. That's the second half of the seven-year tribulation. And there was what? War in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, defined by Revelation as Satan. And the dragon or Satan, his angels, the demons, fought back, but he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven. In other words, Satan's a loser. The demons are losers. Hello, God never loses. He's the winner. He always wants. So God sovereignly protects the one-third Jewish remnant people. They're going to make it to the back end into the millennial kingdom as God promised, because he's a promise keeper. Aren't you glad about that? If he can't keep his promise to the Jewish people, we're in the heap of trouble. Because then why do we trust him with ours? But he's a promise-keeping God. Praise God for that. But he's not done with them. But the point is this. Listen, it isn't just another horrible human holocaust like Hitler did, specifically on the Jewish people's coming. The Bible's very clear about that, unfortunately. But it's to anybody. The Holocaust is massive in the seven-year tribulation, because anybody that turns to God during that time, you're going to be slaughtered too. It's not just the Jewish people. And that's what we see here in a couple passages. The first one from Jesus, Matthew 24, speaking of the seven-year tribulation, that time frame. Matthew 24:9, Jesus said, "Then you will be handed over and to be persecuted and what? Put to death." And listen, it's a global basis. "You will be hated by what? All nations because of me." Anybody, not just the Jewish people, but anybody who turns to God, a Gentile who's a non-Jew, you turn to Jesus during that time frame, praise God, you got saved, but guess what? They're going to slaughter you. And this is what we see even in the first half of the seven-year tribulation, the seal judgments, Revelation 6, 9 through 11. "When he," Jesus, "opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar of the souls those who had been slain." Now listen, the word there, sphadzo in the Greek, and it literally means to butcher. It's a very graphic term. That specific knife that's mentioned there, okay, to slay with, okay, is like a carving up of an animal, a butchering, a filleting of that. That's what it's going to be. It's not going to be a pleasant death. They're slain because of what? Of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. They called out in a loud voice, "How long, sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood?" And then each was given a white robe, and they were told to wait a little longer until the number of their fellow servants and brothers who were to be killed as they had been was completed. So the Bible tells us, folks, believe it or not, we certainly don't condone this modern day Holocaust that's happening before our very eyes. But this is the mindset. This is the murderous, global, megamillennial, satanic mindset that you should start to see on the planet again if this is going to happen in the seven-year tribulation. And it's here on a massive scale. Okay, this time it's not just Germany, folks. This time the Holocaust is global. Again, this is the elephant in the room. We are seeing a lead-up, a precursor to the type of last days Holocaust we just read about. And if you don't believe me, here again is the new norm all over the place, right before our very eyes. And it's like, do we even see what we're really seeing? Let's take a look at that. I'm free. Free falling. Yeah, I'm free. Free falling.
Now the vampires walking through the valley. Move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadow, and the good girls are home with broken hearts. Now I'm free. I'm free falling.
Never saw that before 2021, you know, when, what changed? Shots got released. Interesting. Folks, I'm telling you, folks, let's just deal with it. This is the elephant in the room that nobody seems to want to talk about. People are dropping like flies. They're not just free falling, they're dying. And one of the big kingpins behind it all is Klaus Schwab and the gang and the current administration in our own country. We're going to deal with all this, okay? But let's talk about that guy, Klaus Schwab. If you're not familiar with him, he's the head of the World Economic Forum. If you look at him on the internet, if you do a general search, he usually pops up as, they equate him like the James Bond movie villain, Dr. Blofeld, right? He's the new guy, out there to kill people, like the James Bond movies. You know, your other option, more modern version, would be the Austin Powers, Dr. Evil. Dr. Evil, that's what they compare Klaus to. As you can see, very good comparison there. But really, when you think about those characters in a James Bond movie fiction, the megamillennials, the murderous guys trying to control the planet, that is very accurate. That's what he's doing. And a bunch of other global elites around the world. Okay? And the reason why is because his family has ties to Hitler. Now, if you notice, as we saw in that video, he's got a very thick German accent. You notice that? There's a reason for that. Because he was raised in Hitler's Germany. And his dad was buddies with him. I always say this. As you can see, he wears these nifty outfits. I'm not making up. Those are the outfits that he chooses to wear. Look at that. What are you, a Star Wars fan or something? I don't want to, but that's how he clothes them. But I always say this. The only thing that's missing is a swastika or an SS. And I'm not joking, folks. When you do the research, this guy, it's not surprising that he would support a murderous injection of the planet that's causing a modern-day Holocaust because he was there at the last one. And he is just now ramping it up on a global scale. But let's take a look at that evidence, okay? He grew up in Nazi Germany. Klaus's dad, that's there, Eugene, on the right there, he was buddies with Hitler. In fact, his dad, Eugene, was managing a Swiss-German company called Eiser Weiss, and this was in Ravensburg, Germany. This is where Klaus grew up. He grew up with his dad, with his factory. And it was directly managed by Eugene, okay? And it was the biggest employer, okay, in Ravensburg, right? So my guess is Klaus also grew up with a little silver spoon in his mouth, his dad's buddy with Hitler and the Nazis, and that's not good. Now, not only that, he not only managed it, but it was considered a quote and a quote from the Nazi party, Eugene, this factory in Ravensburg, Germany, a national socialist model company. The Nazis loved this company. They said, this is a model company. Well, why? Well, part of it is they used 3,600 forced laborers, including POWs, slave labor, to run that company, right? It also set up one, and this is in Ravensburg, set up one of the largest recorded Nazi forced labor camps. And so you put that into picture, it starts to add to me a historical precedence or background to the statement that Klaus says all the time, you will own nothing and be happy. You know, like a POW, a prisoner of war, slave labor. You're not going to own anything. You work for the company. Oh, we'll feed you some oatmeal once in a while. Folks, that's how he grew up. That's how his dad ran the factory. But he's with the Nazis. Now he's taking it to the globe because that's what he's wanting to create. If you get to survive in his utopia, most people won't. You're going to work for him. You'll own nothing. Oh, but you'll be happy. Now, not only that, there's other horrific crimes happening in Ravensburg, where he grew up. Watch this, in that town. They had what was called, in 1934, January 1, the Law for the Prevention of Hereditary Diseases. Okay, this came into force in Nazi Germany, and it meant, quote, that people who were diagnosed by the medical Nazi organization with illnesses such as dementia, schizophrenia, epilepsy, hereditary deafness, various other mental disorders, who gets to define that, you were legally, forcibly sterilized. And guess what? Ravensburg was the first city to practice that. It was a practice called eugenics, and they killed off the, quote, and this is the term from the Nazis, useless eaters. That's where that term came from. Useless eaters. Does that sound familiar? It should, because if you're paying attention, Klaus Schwab's science advisor, Yuval Noah Harari, says the same thing about you and I. If you don't surrender your sovereignty and work for these global elites in this new utopia they call the Great Reset, you just became a useless eater. And they will deal with you. This is where it all comes from. None of it's a surprise. Basically, in a nutshell, Schwab, for the last 50 years, has taken Hitler's agenda that he duped Germany, and now he's going global with it. But he just calls it by a different name, and somehow it makes it okay, including the massive Holocaust that we're seeing happen before our very eyes, okay? Now, if you still don't think this is a Holocaust that he's promoting, just like in Hitler's day, who he grew up with, then let me demonstrate that to you in two ways. Number one, we are being lied to, just like Hitler. And specifically, I'm talking about the COVID shots that are murdering people every day here in Vegas, around the world, nonstop, on a massive scale. We were lied to. In fact, folks, we were lied to about this whole pandemic. Remember when we started to go like, something ain't right here. So I smell a skunk in the room. I mean, this is starting to smell even worse than a chicken, if that's possible. Right? But something wrong, something's going, remember that? And then we switched from pandemic to, remember the word, plandemic?
Oh, you can't say that. Oh, who are you? Oh, that's horrible. I mean, people would never do that.
Liars. And it isn't just me. They finally admitted it. Shocker. And I quote, watch this, straight from the CDC. Remember, we're supposed to trust the science. Well, let's look at the science. CDC said, and I quote, Director Rochelle Walensky admits major COVID-19 mistakes. We need to restructure the whole thing. You know when they did this? It's when the news cycle would not stop running every single day, every minute of the day. The Trump raid at Mar-a-Lago, which needed to be reported. But guess what? Everybody was fixated on that. And while everybody was fixated on that, they're doing the same thing today. Hey, everybody's dying all over the place. Hey, a balloon from China. Eggs have skyrocketed. That's a foul truth. You make this stuff funny. But this is what they do. They get us to look over here. So while that was going on, she admitted it. In fact, you're going, okay, well, what mistakes were they? Well, they weren't mistakes. They were lies. And I quote, this is all from the CDC. It all quietly was leaking out the back end while we were distracted with Mar-a-Lago. And I quote, CDC finally admits what? PCR tests unable to differentiate between the flu and the COVID and withdraws its use. What's that mean? Not just the masks were a joke, but the whole testing was a joke. It was all designed to get you to get that shot. And not only that, watch this. And I quote, we're talking CDC. Dr. Birx admits she and Fauci made up the science on, quote, lockdowns and social distancing. It was made up. But you didn't catch this because that raid, the eggs and balloon, Russia, Ukraine. Is all a lie. In fact, and I quote, watch this. This is from the CDC. CDC what? Quietly. You know, while you're distracted, drops vaccine status discrimination, quote, finally admits their vaccines do not prevent anyone from getting or spreading the virus. The whole thing was a joke. The whole thing was to get you to get this shot because the shot was never going to cure this COVID thing. The shot was going to do something horrible to you. In fact, here she is, others admitting on tape. Watch this.
A lot of people looking at the president now having this and all these people who have been fully vaccinated and boosted and all that, and they're getting it. The 20% or so of Americans who've not been vaccinated might look at that doctor and say, well, why bother? Why bother? What do you tell them?
I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection, and I think we overplayed the vaccines.
It was recognized. There are just a few things I want to correct in the story or examples that were just given. I think it's been dispelled that the vaccine prevents the spread of COVID. I mean, I don't know why we're still saying that. I mean, the CDC director has apologized for being wrong about that. The NIH director has said that he was wrong about that. Literally everybody, Deborah Birx.
Come and yield.
I will yield.
Did Dr. Fauci admit that he was wrong about that as well yet?
I believe they've all admitted that.
No way.
So
they got the vaccine and they got COVID.
Yes, they've all gotten COVID. The president himself is contagious right now, even though he's had four shots of the vaccine. And that is why he's staying away from people. So I just take a little bit of issue that we are in a congressional markup, still perpetuating this falsehood that was propagated by the pharmaceutical companies that stood to profit by this. They knew it wasn't even true. Their tests with 50,000 people in the trials were designed not to explicitly not show whether it did or didn't stop the spread of COVID. So I'm just offended that we're still perpetuating that myth when virtually everybody has admitted that it was a myth. And the reason we need to acknowledge that is the myth that underlies the entire rationalization for kicking somebody out of the military for not taking the vaccine.
Or their job, or their business, and on it goes. It was all a lie. All of it was a lie admitted from themselves to get you to line up to get that shot. That doesn't cure nothing. And it's killing people. Just like Hitler lied to the Jewish people. Come on out. Just get in this line here. Board these trains. It's okay. You can trust us. We're just going to relocate you. It's going to be great. And they were led to their death. I wonder where Klaus and the gang got that idea from.
They just put a modern spin on it, didn't they? And I quote, about as blunt as you can get, CDC, who, trust the science, states that vaccines no longer prevent transmission. Then why did you push it? You knew this the whole time. It's a murderous motive, a big fat lie. And I have to bring this one up. It was promoted by churches. Churches and ministries being paid by the government to push COVID-19 death shots. You know, like Hitler did with the church of his day. Oh, he went after the church. He put his people behind to encourage the Nazi agenda. It happened again. I wonder where Klaus got that idea from. Starting to see the historical background here? He just reinvented it, relabeled it, and it's happening again. And I will say this. If you're watching this, or if you're even here today, and you're attending one of those places, i.e. a so-called church that's still promoting these death shots, shame on you. No Christian should ever support murder. Everybody knows what's going on. Okay? And this is why Christine Anderson, she is a member of the European Parliament for Germany. When you put all this together, she said, and I quote, "The COVID-19 shots will go down in history as the biggest crime ever committed on humanity." You know, even bigger than what Hitler did. Watch this.
Bravery is actually what it takes. Courage is what it takes to stand in the way of the globalist elites, because they're unscrupulous and they will do whatever they can. So it's a great honor to have you here. And I'm pretty sure this vaccine campaign, it will go down as the biggest scandal in medical history. And moreover, it will be known as the biggest crime ever committed on humanity. That is actually what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen.
In other words, that's the elephant in the room. This is what's going on every single day. People are dying on a massive scale. Dare I say, they're being murdered because they were lied to, like Hitler. And sticking your head in the sand ain't going to help nobody. It's all being repeated. Okay, a modern day Holocaust. But again, it wasn't just we were lied to like Hitler. What did his lies lead to? Death. People are being killed, just like Hitler. Okay, again, this is what's going on with the shots. Klaus and the gang, they've just taken it on to a whole new level. It started the last Holocaust in Germany. Now they figured out a way to do this on a global basis. You think, well, why didn't I hear about it? Because the government and the media, the medical establishment, are being controlled by Klaus Schwab and the gang, and they will prevent anybody from getting the truth out. Praise God for people, including in the medical establishment, but with the advent of being mocked and laughed at and losing their own job, we're still brave enough to tell people, medically, trust the science of what's really going on. This is Dr. Charles Hoff. And listen to what he says. Remember, we're supposed to trust the medical, trust the doctors, trust the science. Well, what's he saying? You're never going to find this on the news, folks, but you'll find it here. Here's what he's saying about the death shots.
I am Dr. Charles Hoff, and I am a family doctor living in Lytton, British Columbia, where I have been for the last 28 years. I have been horrified to see what the COVID shots have done to my own patients. I have a small country practice with about 2,000 patients. And amongst those people, I now have 12 in my own practice who are disabled since their COVID shots. 12 people who were told that these shots would keep them safe. And by speaking out to warn others about what has happened to my own patients from this experimental injection, I have been threatened, punished, and investigated by the medical authorities for the crime of causing vaccine hesitancy. They insist that this treatment is safe and effective. So I am under investigation after 31 years as a rural family physician and emergency room physician, and I was fired from my job for explaining to an emergency room nurse why a person with natural immunity to COVID from a natural infection did not need to be vaccinated against a disease to which they were already immune. And next month, I and many of my medical colleagues in BC will have our medical licenses suspended for refusing to take this experimental injection that we do not want and we do not need. And the tyrants and the dictators who have robbed us of our freedoms are determined to punish and impoverish any who stand in their way. Vaccine mandates are slavery. Through your vaccine passport, your master will now control where you go, what you may do, and for how long. And when you fail to show up for your next shot, your temporary freedoms will be revoked. This is slavery. Your body belongs to you, not the government, not your employer, and not anyone else. Your body belongs to you. And no one else has the right to tell you what they want to put into your body. Your body belongs to you, and nobody else has any right to interfere with it. When the government demands to inject an experimental substance into your body that you do not want, they are claiming ownership over your body. This is slavery, and we have to say no. The COVID vaccine rollout has been an unprecedented failure. Never before in human history has any medical treatment killed and injured so many people in such a short space of time. One brief look at the OpenVAERS, the Vaccine Injury Reporting System for the United States, reveals 23,000 people dead, 42,000 permanently disabled, and 1.1 million vaccine injuries, all in people who were told that this injection would keep them safe. Meanwhile, in Canada, we have almost 90% of the population over the age of 12 fully vaccinated and more COVID than ever before. So it is not hard to see that all of the mandates, the restrictions, and the vaccinations imposed upon us have done absolutely nothing to stop the spread of COVID or to change the course of this pandemic. And in the hospitals here in Canada, 75% of people in hospital with COVID are fully vaccinated. The vaccine rollout has been a spectacular failure. The effectiveness of these COVID shots against Omicron variant is almost zero. Omicron has 30 mutations and is so different from the original COVID-19 virus that these shots are utterly useless. So there is absolutely no logical reason why anyone should be vaccinated. These shots are obsolete and useless. In fact, these shots are not just useless, they are worse than useless because they permanently damage your immune system. It has now been shown that triple jabbed people are four times more likely to die from COVID than an unvaccinated person because their immune system has been damaged through a process called pathogenic priming. So none of the mandates or restrictions or vaccines make any sense logically, scientifically, or ethically. They cause only harm. So here are some questions that you can ask your slave masters. What is the purpose of mandating a vaccine that does not stop the spread of a disease? It has no community benefit whatsoever. You cannot keep anyone else safe by being vaccinated. And what is the purpose of restricting travel to stop the spread of a virus that is already everywhere? The same virus is on both sides of the fence. So mandating a useless vaccine to stop the spread of a virus that is already everywhere defies all logic. For 2 years, we have endured crippling restrictions that were supposed to keep us safe. Yet they have done absolutely nothing to stop the spread of COVID or change the course of this pandemic. Instead, they have ruined our lives, our businesses, and our nation. Yet the determination of the authorities to continue these destructive and devastating restrictions that have utterly failed in their purpose shows that this is not about science, nor about health, nor about safety. It is only about power and oppression and control. This is slavery. And the fact that they now want to vaccinate our own healthy children with the most dangerous vaccine in history to protect them against a disease that poses no risk to them shows that this is not about science, health, or safety. It is profoundly evil.
You know, like what Hitler did back in his day, including medical experiments on people, and not just adults, but even children. I wonder where Klaus got all these ideas from. It gets worse, and I quote, as he was mentioning, Dr. Hoff, natural immunity to COVID, what? Never wanes. But fully jabbed are developing what? AIDS. So, if you were like many of us, because the COVID virus was real, I personally think it was deliberately launched. But it was real. You could have got it. I think I had it maybe at least twice. But this was the other lie. There's things that help get that thing away. First of all, it's like a cold or a flu. Can people die from a flu? Yeah, it happens. But that was the level of it. It wasn't anything like they were saying. That was bunk. But things like ivermectin and hydrochloroquine, there was natural things, by the way, which are cost pennies. Why did they ban those when they actually worked? Because they worked. And that's not the agenda. The agenda was to get you to get the shot. But if you did get it, COVID, and then you treated it and without the shot, like we normally do when the flu season comes around, and then you obviously got healed, and it's almost like God knows what he's doing when he made us. Our bodies naturally go to that, the immune system, they figure it out, and then you're immune to it. But what they say, if that happened to you, which was most of us, then do I ever have to worry about this again? No. How long does the natural immunity last? It never wanes. But if you got that shot, what does it give you ultimately? AIDS. What's AIDS? Autoimmune deficiency syndrome. That means you have no immune system and you can't fight nothing off. What? And, I quote, they knew it, folks. Your government quietly confirmed fully vaccinated are developing AIDS while you were worried about Russia, Ukraine, and the crisis of cost of living. Wow. See, this becomes the perfect crime. Because some people that got the shot, they died right away. Mm-hmm. Within a couple minutes, a couple hours. Some people, they died a couple months, a couple weeks later. But everybody goes, oh, phew, it's been 2 years, man. I'm safe and clear. I'm not here to freak you out, but you got to deal with reality. Maybe, maybe not. Because at best, it destroyed your immune system down to the level of a person who has AIDS. And if a person has AIDS, they could die from just a cold because they can't fight nothing off. There's no immune system left. That's what these shots are doing. And that's why you're seeing figures like this. And I quote, 10,000% increase in cancers following COVID-19 vaccines as doctors and scientists worldwide sound the alarm. Well, why is that gone through the roof? Because you have no immune system. And so if you got that shot and you got any precondition, could be a heart-related issue, could be cancer lingering around, well, your body's been fighting it back. It's dormant. You get the shot, bang, comes back, and you can't stop it this time. I am still convinced, I'll say it again from the pulpit, this is what murdered my mom. My mom was free and clear of cancer. She went through it 4 different times. By God's mercy, she made it through every single time. Unfortunately, I had another family member who encouraged her to get the shot. Within 3 months, she was dead of, guess what? Cancer that spread so fast, there's nothing they could do. You think it's by chance? How do you get a clean bill of health? They gave her a clean, you are cancer free. You get the shot, within 3 months, you're dead. It's because of this. You got no immune system. And whatever you had lingering around is coming back like fire. And see, it becomes the perfect crime, doesn't it? Well, you can't say it's the shot. They died of cancer. It's obvious.
They died of a heart attack. It's not the shot.
Yes, it is. You got no immune system, and that's what's happening. Okay? Now, again, they're doing this to kids. It's bad enough on adults, but kids, come on, man. You guys are sick. This is satanic. This is like what Hitler did, man. Hitler did all kinds of experiments with kids. He popped their eyes out, and dude, it was sick. But I mean, they wouldn't be pushing this on kids who got no reason to get this, no risk at all. Why would you shove it on? Not only that, but here's this father on tape. He recorded the conversation, and he rails into the pharmacist who deliberately does not tell people of the deadly side effects of getting these shots. Watch what he says. This is wild.
Can you please follow the station? Yes, speaking.
Yeah, hi. Are you a pharmacist?
Yes, how can I help?
Yeah, hey, I've got a question. My wife, against my wishes, brought my son, 7-year-old son in there a few days ago for a COVID jab. And he's now in the hospital with myocarditis. And I was obviously not very happy with you guys or with my wife. She told me that she was not told that was a potential side effect. So why wouldn't you have told her that?
Okay. Sorry. So it's quite a rare side effect as well.
No, it's not that. No, it's not, because I've been doing research. It's common. In the U.S., there's tens of thousands of them reported to the CDC site. So why are you not telling parents this?
We might scare the parents and they don't want to get their child vaccinated.
Yeah, so you don't want to scare the parents with something that is actually happening, that's happened to my kid. Are you out of your mind? Are you out of your mind? You don't want to scare them. You need to give them the right information so they can make a proper decision. What is wrong with you? You don't want to scare them. I'm recording this conversation as well, and this is going to a lawyer next. Thank you for admitting that. So why don't you tell them? When someone comes in there and says, hey, what can go wrong? What do you say, sore arm? Have you seen the amount of dead people? Have you seen it?
Has your wife asked before giving consent to give
She asked child? What the side effects are.
Does she ask? I'm not sure because I wasn't there.
It doesn't matter. You're supposed to tell people this can happen. Now my kid, so you know what the prognosis is? You know what it is? Possible death within 5 years. 20% of people with myocarditis die. It is a permanent damaged heart. It is not temporary. He's facing a heart transplant because of you. Because you didn't want to scare her. You know no kids have died from COVID. Not a single healthy kid. And you're giving this stuff out, and you're not warning people. What is wrong with you?
So there are information online that you can look up.
No,
and also,
no.
Have you talked to the helpline?
No, you gave the shot. When someone comes in there and asks what the side effects are, you don't not say because it might scare them from the shot. Is it? What is wrong with you?
This is sick. It's premeditated murder. And they're so sick and evil, man, they don't stop with adults. It's with kids. This is satanic. They're deliberately trying to harm, injure, and kill people, young and old alike, just like Hitler did. He didn't just kill the adult Jews. He killed them all. I wonder where Klaus is getting all this from. The COVID plandemic is correct in the term. It's a plandemic. And it was a ruse to get people to line up to get the death shots, just like Hitler got the Jews to line up on the trains to the death camps. It's just global now. If you don't think a modern-day Holocaust is happening before our very eyes, watch this. Insurance companies are telling us what we already knew. You know, the elephant in the room. Death rates are up since pre-pandemic levels, 40%. In other words, it started with the shots. 750-plus studies all cause mortality increased promptly and significant after what? vaccination. 600% more deaths reported in the last 19 months than in the entire 32-year history of the VIRS database, and that thing only reports about 1%. And that's a whole other lie we already dealt with before in our other studies. Government reveals that quadruple, triple vaccinated now account for 92% of COVID deaths across all of Canada. Nationwide surge in deaths among people aged 18 to 49 is happening on a massive scale. But don't worry, doctors are baffled by this new sudden increase of, quote, sudden adult death syndrome. That's all it is. If it's not the weather, it's a new syndrome. It's a coincidence. They relabel it as if that's going to make it all go away. And we all know what it is. But sudden adult death syndrome, despite government data linking increased deaths to the COVID-19 vaccines. And now, speaking of heart issues, myocarditis and heart attacks, watch this. They're also finding in the people that got the shots, you know, because you got to embalm them. The embalmers are freaking out what they're finding in the veins of these people. And I quote, shocking microscopy photos of blood clots extracted from those who suddenly died. They're finding crystalline structures, nanowires, chalky particles, and fiber structures. In fact, here's a whole vial full of them that they yanked out of this one person. And some of them, that's just the skinny ones. Some of them about the size of your thumb, pulling out of people's veins. And that's why you see them on TV. Bang! Because when that gets, it completely shuts off. There's nothing. It's a clot. And that's the other word. Now they're being called death shots, poison shots, poison death shots, and now they're called clot shots. Again, the elephant in the room, we all know this. We all have stories. I'll share your story. This is actually my neighbor. And during the last election cycle for president, of course, we had our non-Democrat signs up front. Go blue and all that fun stuff. And all of a sudden, mysteriously, they disappeared. And at the exact same time, that same night, all of a sudden, our neighbor across the street put up these big, giant Biden. Yep. Maybe they took them, maybe they didn't. I don't know, but that was kind of interesting. But with all due respect, as we've reached out to them as a family, as Christians, the husband got the shot, and he is permanently paralyzed from the waist down. And his wife says he screams all day, "I know it was from the shot. I know it was from the shot." And that's why people are saying this is not normal. Unbelievable blood clot footage is being released off the cadavers. They're clot shots. And again, it's not just adults. Watch this new trend. Casket salesman confirms bulk orders for child-sized coffins. And not just a few of them. And I quote, orders for child-sized coffins spiked more than 500% in the last 7 months. This is a modern-day Holocaust, folks. And watch this. They even admit it. UK government admits COVID-vaccinated children are, listen, 4,423% more likely to die of any cause because now they got no immune system. They were fine. They didn't need this shot in the first place. Even if it prevented transmission, but they admit it doesn't prevent transmission. And they're 13,633% more likely to die of COVID-19 than unvaccinated children. And you got some brave whistleblowers, not just Dr. Hoff, but you got other ones, nurses, doctors that are coming out and saying, listen, here's what's really going on. Louisiana nurse blows the whistle. We have had more children die from COVID vaccine than COVID itself. And they knew it all along. And I quote, exclusive investigation of confidential Pfizer documents finds COVID vaccination is going to cause mass depopulation. That's from their own documents. And I quote, confidential Pfizer documents reveal 90% of COVID vaccinated pregnant women lost their baby. This is from Pfizer's own documents. They knew in advance. And it isn't just which again, what's that? That's murder. Now you're murdering children not only outside the womb, but inside the womb and adults. It's sick. They knew this from advance. And that's why, if you guys remember this, remember they wanted 75 years before they would release the results? The only reason why you and I are finding out what is really going on from their own documents, this is premeditated murder, is because this judge says, no, you don't. Judge scrapped 75-year FDA timeline to release Pfizer vaccine safety data. And he says, no, you got 8 months. And that's why we're finding out about it now. They knew this all along. Okay? In fact, that's why the new norm is becoming this. Active athletes' deaths are 1,700% higher than expected since the vaccine rollout. And this article says, do you know how many people have been killed worldwide by their governments with the COVID-19 shots? And I quote, 40 times the number of Americans who were killed in World War II. Wow. World War II. Oh, that's right. When we had to deal with Hitler in the last Holocaust. And I quote, we are killing worldwide people worldwide at a rate that is, listen, at least six times faster than what the Germans did. Klaus has just figured out how to get it global. It's sick. Which is why we're seeing this. New documentary exposes WHO's diabolical plan to use vaccines to, quote, what? Reduce global population. And you go, well, that's a conspiracy theory. No, watch this. This is official government data. Official government reports confirm we are witnessing depopulation by COVID vaccination. They knew it. Not just the medical industry, but the governments. They knew this. Not just Pfizer, not just Moderna, not just J&J. They all knew this. And I quote, we said it for nearly 2 years, and now the documents are confirming what social media platforms and the media banned us from telling. And that is the truth of the depopulation agenda tied to the experimental COVID shots falsely referred to as vaccines. They're not vaccines, they're gene editors. Official statistics show that, listen, hundreds of thousands more people are dying every single week all over the world. Let me read that again. Official statistics. This is from the government documents. Oh, you got that from wackyjoe.com. You can't trust that. So, official statistics show that hundreds of thousands more people are dying every single week all over the world. The reason official government data strongly suggests it's all because of the COVID-19 injections. We are witnessing depopulation by COVID-19 vaccination. And shocker, speaking of the Antichrist and leading up to the murderous mindset that is going to culminate in the seven-year tribulation with a massive global Holocaust by the Antichrist himself. Who does he run with? There's the Antichrist and the false prophet. Now, Pope Francis, I'm not saying he is the false prophet, although I think he's working hard to get the job. Maybe it'll be a guy after him. I don't know. But what I do know is this guy, exactly like Klaus, Mr. Wannabe False Prophet, is promoting the shots as well. He knows what he's doing, folks. Watch this. This is sick.
Vacunarse con vacunas autorizadas por las autoridades competentes es un acto de amor. Y ayudar a que la mayoría de la gente lo haga es un acto de amor. Amor a uno mismo, amor a los familiares y amigos, amor a todos los pueblos.
Sarebbe triste se nel vaccino per il Covid-19 si desse la priorità ai più ricchi. Sarebbe triste se questo vaccino diventasse proprietà di tale o quale nazione, non sia universale e per tutti. E che scandalo sarebbe se tutta l'assistenza economica che stiamo osservando, la maggior parte con denaro pubblico, si concentrasse a riscattare industrie che non contribuiscono all'inclusione degli esclusi, alla promozione degli ultimi, al bene comune o alla cura del creato. Ricordiamoci che l'accesso ai vaccini e alle dure cure va garantito a tutti, anche ai più poveri.
Yeah, you know those useless eaters. Got to make sure everybody on the planet gets these poison death shots. I mean, it would be sad if only a portion of the planet got them. Mr. Wannabe False Prophet, you know exactly what you're doing. He knows this too. Folks, he's got access to more information than you and I could ever shake a stick at. And if we could figure this out, you know he knows. Which is sick. And he and the other folks are going to be standing before God. But let me give you another one. People are starting to wake up. Not just my neighbor, unfortunately, but liberals. What? Yes, it can happen. But the reason why they're waking up is because it's the elephant in the room. We all know this. And let's be honest, when you hear somebody dying, what's your knee-jerk reaction? You may not voice it. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But what's your next thought? I wonder if they... It's the elephant in the room, right? We all know this. In fact, I just a little practice when I get time. You hear, because every day somebody's dying. They're dying all over the world. The latest one, I think it was a couple weeks ago, Laverne and Shirley. Yes. Right? Shirley, Cindy Williams, she died. So what thought goes through your head? At least mine. I wonder if she got the quick general search, bang, big promoter of the shots. Dead. Dead. But this guy, I can't believe this made it on Fox, but watch this. Fox News guest claims, watch this, COVID vaccine is, in his words, killing hundreds of thousands. Quote, it's the most dangerous vaccine ever created. And he was a liberal. Watch what he said. Watch what he said forced him to deal with the facts. This is pretty wild. Watch this.
Steve Kirsch is an entrepreneur, self-made success story, and joins us now to explain his reasoning. Steve, when did the Democratic Party start going south with you?
Well, when they violated my trust, Brian. You know, they told the agencies, the FDA, the CDC, the NIH, said that these vaccines were safe and effective. And when I started seeing my friends die and be injured, and I started looking at the data, there was no question that this vaccine is the most dangerous vaccine ever created by man. It is 1,000 times more deadly than the smallpox vaccine, and that's too unsafe for people to use. And I could not get even a single minute in front of any Democratic congressman. The best I got was that Ro Khanna gave me to a staff member who took 2 months to get back to me. And when I asked if she had read what I had sent her, she said, no, it disagreed with the CDC, so it's not right. And so I didn't really read it.
So,
and so that's as far as I ever got.
But you didn't stop there. You did your own research. What did you find? What did you find was effective? And what was the reaction when you put it out there?
Well, and what I found was that hundreds of thousands of Americans have been killed by this vaccine and millions have been injured. And, you know, there clearly you are more likely to be injured or dead from the vaccine than if you were unvaccinated. So what they're saying and what the reality is completely opposite. There's a conservative radio show commentator. His name is Wayne Root. He had a wedding 8 months ago and he had about half conservatives. Half of his, they're all pretty much conservatives, okay? But half were vaccinated and half were not vaccinated. And he found that of the 100 people that were vaccinated, he had 26 people who were seriously injured and he had 7 people who died. And in the unvaccinated group, he had 0 and 0.
So, Steve,
now,
yeah, we don't know.
That is statistically impossible,
right,
if the vaccines are safe.
Even a liberal Democrat, with all due respect, people are being forced to wake up and realize what's going on. This is the elephant in the room. And that's why it's all starting to come out, folks. Vaccines are designed to kill and depopulate the planet. Lawyers are waking up. They're starting to sue. And this is good news. Unfortunately, if we're still alive and still here next week, they have a backup plan for those of us who are waking up. And it's not a good one. And this is why this doctor said this. This is a doctor. How many will die from the COVID jabs, right? See, that's the big number. That's what we want to know. Pastor Billy, you keep comparing this to Hitler. He killed 6 million Jews. Come on. That's unwarranted. And here's what he said. And this is Dr. David Martin. You can check it out yourself. Remember, trust the science. COVID injections are not vaccines, he says, but biological agents that are being used to form as a form of global population control. He's been in the business of tracking patent applications and approvals since 1998. And he's now filed, Dr. David Martin filed lawsuits against medical companies and the U.S. federal government who are involved in delivering the so-called vaccines for COVID-19. In simple terms, he says these shots are, quote, bioweapons. And Big Pharma and the U.S. government knew it. And they also knew it would cause massive deaths and permanent injuries. Quote, he says it's going to get much worse. It's not a coronavirus vaccine. He said it's a spike protein instruction, it's a gene editor, to make the human body produce a toxin. And he says this in summation, the facts are simple, this was premeditated. This was a campaign to get the public to accept the universal vaccine platform using a known biological weapon. That is their own words, not my interpretation, he says. So the whole thing was a ruse to get people to line up to get the shot, just like Hitler had a ruse. I'm here to get you out of these ghettos for your own safety. We got a better place for you to live now. You just need to line up and get on these trains. Same thing. But here's what he says. By their own estimate, and this is the government statistics, they are looking for 700 million people to die globally from this shot. Let me repeat that again. 700 million people. And that's a conservative estimate. Others say it's a lot higher. It's in the billions. But 700 million, let's just stay with the 700 million number from the government statistics. That's 116 times more than Hitler's Holocaust on the Jews. And nobody's talking about this? You don't want to listen to me? Please, listen to not one, not seven, not 17, 17,000 doctors who around the world are begging us to please stop this shot. Watch this.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to myself and my colleagues today speaking to you from the heart about what we've observed and what we're recommending as the Global COVID Summit team of over 17,000 physicians and scientists from all over the world. We declare, and the data confirm, that the COVID-19 experimental genetic therapy injections must end. We must acknowledge that the genetic COVID-19 genetic injections cause far more harm than good and provide zero benefit relative to risk for the young and healthy. They do not reduce COVID-19 infection, which is treatable and not terminal. Furthermore, the most recent data demonstrates that you are more likely to become infected or have disease or even death if you've been vaccinated compared to the unvaccinated people. This is shocking to hear, but it is what the data are showing us. The data now show that these experimental gene therapy treatments can damage your children as well as yourself. They can damage your heart, your brain, your reproductive tissue, and your lungs. This can include permanent damage and disablement of your immune system.
By the way, that's Dr. Robert Malone, and he's not just a doctor. You know, trust the science. He is the creator of the mRNA shot technology. And he's now coming out as a whistleblower saying, please, this is not good. Don't do this. I think the inventor of the technology should know a little bit about the technology. He and 17,000 others. But let's close on this. Don't you find it odd that sudden adult death syndrome, it doesn't seem to be affecting the politicians? Every demographic, including Hollywood, by the way, and the news media, every demographic and the average Joe is dropping like flies, except the politicians. You still think they got the jab? I think they got saline or was a fake needle. Because statistically, some of them should be going. But they're not. That's kind of weird. And I quote, it's not just the worst medical experiment in history. It's premeditated murder on a global basis, just like Hitler did. And it's preparing the Holocaust mindset that God said is going to appear on a massive scale in the 7-year tribulation. And you might be thinking, well, why? Why are these guys doing this? This is sick. It's satanic. Well, they do have a motive. It's a murderous motive. But we'll get to that, Lord willing, next time. But in closing, what's the point for you and I? Run, freak out, hide to the hill. No. Jesus says, when you see these things begin to take place, what do? You stand up, you lift up your head, praise God, a redemption draws near. Nobody's condoning any of this. But this is a huge mega sign that the 7-year tribulation's got to be getting close. They're laying the foundation, man. Okay, including Klaus Schwab and the gang. But we leave as born-again Christians prior at the rapture. So it's got to be getting close. We don't know the date or the hour, but that's the reason for us. So if you're a born-again Christian, you don't freak out and run to the hills. It's time to get faithful, not fearful. We get out there and share the gospel to as many as we can, man. And let them know that, listen, there is one way out of this mess. His name is Jesus Christ. That's it. Nothing else matters at this point. Number two, if you're here and you're not a Christian, what in the world are you waiting for? Not only do you not want to be left behind, and you think it's bad now, you think they lie now, you think they're murderous now, you ain't seen nothing yet until the Antichrist gets really released on this planet. You don't want to be here. But how much time do you have? You don't know. Please, turn to Jesus. Ask him to forgive you of all your sins before it's too late. This is not a joke. Well, hi, this is Billy Crone of Get a Life Ministries, and I hope you were blessed with this study. But in closing, let me ask you one final question. If you were to die today, are you sure that you go to heaven and not hell? Before you answer that, let me share a couple things that the Bible says. Did you know that the Bible says that God is holy and that we are not? And the wages of our sin or unholiness is death? In other words, we deserve to die and go straight to hell and be separated from God for all eternity. This is the great cosmic dilemma. God, who is holy and we are not, how can we have a relationship with him? The two will never mix. Now, to make matters worse, we don't even want to admit this, even though God already knows he's God. And so God, out of love, gave us something called the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments were not something to just memorize or stick on your wall or give the appearance of being a religious person. The Ten Commandments were God's divine x-ray, if you will, into our heart and soul to reveal this truth that we need to admit. And that is this, that God is holy and that we are not. We are disqualified for heaven. So let's take a look at that divine x-ray that God's trying to get us to realize. The Ten Commandments, the ninth one says, you shall not bear false witness. That's lying, okay? How many guys have ever told a lie? Raise your hand, okay? Well, if you didn't raise your hand, you just did. You just told a lie because we've all done that. Well, that makes us a liar. Another Ten Commandment says that you shall not steal. Don't ever take anything without permission. How many of you guys have ever done that? Well, you guys already said you're a bunch of liars. All of our hands should have went up on that one. If we're being honest, God already knows. Folks, we've all taken something. We've stolen something, right? That makes us a thief. Another Ten Commandments says that you shall not use the Lord's name in vain. He's not just holy, even his name is holy. Hey, folks, let's be honest. If you can believe it, even the name of Jesus Christ has been turned into a common cuss word. Well, the Bible says that's a sin of blasphemy. Now we're a blasphemer. The Bible says you shall not commit adultery. And Jesus said, here's his standard. Even if you look at another person with lust in your eye, you committed adultery in your heart. Wow, so now we're an adulterer. The Bible says you shall not murder. And you might think, well, hey, at least I haven't done that one. Really? Again, the Bible says that the sin of hatred, wishing somebody was dead, okay, that's the same thing. It's akin to the sin of murder. It's just you pulled the trigger in your heart, but God sees the heart. Hey, folks, that's just 5 out of 10. How are you doing? You still think you're going to get to heaven on your own? You still think that you're qualified, that you're holy like God, and you could bridge the gap and have a relationship with him forever? I don't think so. I mean, what did we just see? You're going to stand before God, and so am I. We all are. And we're going to have to give an account for who we are. Hey, God, let me in. I'm a liar. I'm a thief. I'm a blasphemer. I'm an adulterer. I'm a murderer. And the scripture is very clear, folks. Such people as these will not inherit the kingdom of God. We're in trouble. But folks, here's the good news. The Bible says that if we would just admit that, that's the first step, to admit that God is holy, that I'm not, I'm disqualified for heaven, I need a Savior. If we would admit that and then ask for the Savior to save us. That's what God was doing with Jesus. God gave us his son, Jesus Christ. He took the death penalty in our place, so that we could be completely forgiven of everything we've ever done and be made holy through Jesus, so that we can now have a relationship with God, both here and now and forever in heaven. We can become qualified. The word that the Bible uses is a word called pardon, that God is willing to pardon us of all of our sins and crimes that we've committed against him and disqualified us for heaven, right? And we've actually seen this work in real life. For instance, there's been people who have committed crimes, gone to court, the gavel's been passed, the judge has said, hey, listen, we all know you're guilty, you even admit you're guilty, and for your crimes, you're going to not just jail, you're going to await in jail to go to the death penalty. And did you know that there actually is a way that somebody could get off of death row? It's called a pardon. The one in the authority, the governor, can grant what's called a pardon for that person's crimes and they literally can go free. Not because of something they did, because the deeds are already done, you can't undo it. Not because of they tried to clean up their act while they were stuck in the jail cell, because that doesn't change anything. But simply out of mercy, the person who has the authority can give them a pardon and they can go free. And did you know it's actually on historical record that there have been people who have been granted a pardon from the death penalty and they've refused to take it? And so even though the offer was there to be set free, they themselves still had to go to the death penalty. Folks, in a nutshell, that's what God's doing every single day with all of us this side of heaven. While you still have breath, you still have an opportunity to receive God's pardon. He's willing to forgive you of all your sins if you would just receive his pardon through Jesus Christ. Again, that's what he was doing on the cross. The cross was the death penalty of the day. But since we weren't there, and since we can't earn it, it's a gift from God, you have to receive that by faith. Reach out even today from your own spiritual jail cell, if you will, and say yes to Jesus and God's pardon so that you can be set free and go to heaven. The Bible says that if you will confess Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the grave, you will be saved. Hey, folks, if that's you, don't delay. You may not even have tomorrow. Today could be your last day. Please accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Confess with your mouth he is Lord. Believe in your heart that God has raised him from the grave. And the Bible says you will be saved. Well, this has been Billy Crone of Get a Life Ministries. If there's anything that we could do for you, our information and number will come up here shortly. And please don't hesitate to contact us. But remember, I hope to see you in heaven. God bless.